Corrections Corporation of America is rebranding, but officials say they're not abandoning the company's core business. Despite heightened criticism of for-profit prison operators, leaders of the Nashville-based firm say they're as enthusiastic as ever. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
It was just last week that CCA announced it's changing its name to Core Civic. References to prisons and inmates are conspicuously absent from the new moniker, but CEO Damon Heininger tells analysts that shouldn't be seen as a sign the company is getting away from that business.
There has been an overreaction in the market to the long-term viability of our business. It reflects a fundamental misunderstanding in these market dynamics.
Heininger blames the misunderstanding on CCA's critics. He says they've seized on news like the U.S. Bureau of Prisons' recent announcement it plans to end the use of private prisons. CCA says the shift on federal prisons ultimately won't hurt its bottom line. The company also sees new opportunities in places where prisons are overcrowded and CCA has open beds. Even CCA's decision to move into real estate services may have ties to prisons. Officials foresee that division contracting with local sheriffs and state prison systems to help them build, finance, and maintain prisons, but not staff them with correctional officers. And Heininger says he's not just trying to put a positive spin on the news. He says he's been increasing his personal holdings in the company, even though CCA stock trades at some of the lowest levels of his 7 years in charge. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.